We're kind of talking about nostalgia this morning. Ruby Tuesday's closed over there at Coliseum in Clinton. Is that right? It's Parnell. It's Coliseum in Parnell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the Coliseum.
Yeah.
So what would everybody think if, just asking, if the Moonraker replaced him again? Like a new updated version of the Moonraker.
Man.
What do you think?
I feel very confident about that.
That would be so cool. But, you know, it would be cool if it could have the same kind of decor, you know, to take you back there, to put you in the moment.
Well, let's see. We have a change.org petition that's up on our Facebook page. Angie, let's go down to you. You're part of the building down there. And let us know what's happening with the petition. How many people have signed it?
We have 2 signatures.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, we have 1 besides me.
What's going on, everybody?
Brilliant.
I thought everybody would like nostalgia, would like this to... Come on. This is very sad. It's a sad day in Fort Wayne.
Don and Maureen have signed it.
All right.
Whoever they are, I love you, Don and Maureen. Thank you. It's like one of those mercy likes when nobody likes your picture on Instagram. But then, like, your niece comes along and gives it a like.
Oh, thank you. Oh, hang on. We got a call. Hey, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning to you. Hey, do you remember? I moved here in 83.
Yeah.
Right there, I heard you talking about Ruby Tuesdays earlier.
Yeah.
Before that, there used to be one crazy kicking bar there. It used to be the hottest spot in Fort Wayne, right across from the Coliseum. And for the life of me, I can't think of the name of that thing.
Yeah, it was called Gentry's.
Gentry's, that's right. You remember the bicycle club?
The BBC, yes. Many a business lunch. You know, the Bombay Bicycle Club is where Baker Street is now?
Yeah, right over there. Yeah.
But that used to have, I worked at another radio station, and I used to go to lunch with one of my good friends in the sales department all the time, and we always went to the BBC, got their club sandwich. But I got to tell you, it was always like, the who's who of Fort Wayne, like in media and advertising, they were always there every day having lunch.
Yeah, it was some place, man. Those were the days of happy hour between 4 and 6.
Yes!
One drink, get another one. Food bar all lined up. Boy,
yes.
You ought to have somebody call in about the best happy hour they had. Because, man, they had it at Cork and Cleaver. Having peanuts. Oh, God. We were all over the top.
At Charades in the Marriott was another one that they always had the happy hour.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember where Savoy's is on Fernhill?
Howdy Doody's was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they had an afternoon buffet, too, boy.
I sound like a barfly. Like, all I did is hang out at bars, but I didn't. But I just...
Well, come on, that's what we did, Jim. You know that.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.